Only we can't have mechama with moyev. Hudoloi, hotsurei tsarinu. But a Jew, we're allowed to give them pain, stam to be mitzare them, that we're allowed to. But v'ilu tzira, the younger daughter, tekaya ben ami, she called it amoin, not moyev, ben ami, the son of my nation, that's a nice lashon. Omla, here the Torah says back, al titzurem v'yatiska bom, which is mashma klau. We cannot do any harm at all to Amon. Afilu tzurei loy, we can't even give them pain. No, Amon, moyav, what? Here it says, the artiska bom mucham, here it says, by moyav it says, the artiska moyav, the artiska bom mucham. So mashma only mucham we can have with them. But, Vaita, look at the apostate. it's the same thing though. It applies to both. So we dash now Muhammad Hudalai. It applies to both of them. That on both these Surah Mitzoni Muhammad we can't have with them. That the Shas Muhammad, you can't be Mitzari of them. But Shalai Bishas Muhammad, it's all Mutta. By Shaykin, by Amoin, here every year, the Chla, we can't be Mitzari of them. So you see, Amoin was a nice solution. Yeah. Vaita. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Korcham. L'yoylom yaktim odom l'dvar mitzvah. You should always try and do a mitzvah as soon as possible. Don't wait and say, listen, I'll do it anyway, I'll do it a little bit later. Come and do it right away. Why? Shebizchar laila achas. Shekodmo b'chira l'tzira. That the older daughter went and had to live with her father first, the first night. She didn't wait for the second night. Hamashma, they were mechavon the shem mitzvah we had before. They did it the shem mitzvah. Izochsa v'kodmosa arba doros l'malchus. She was zeicher that from her came out four generations of malchus. So Rashi explains earlier, right? Kodmosa arba doros earlier, right? Four doros. The Yisrael Rashi says Oivad Yishai David Shloimei. They came out from the older one, from Moyev. The Ilu. Tzira, the younger one, lehever be Yisrael ad Rechovim ben Shloimei, tehever le minama hamoinis. And that was only four generations later. You see, the older one was zeicher to have malchus four generations earlier than the younger one. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says meyam oretz. It says by the spash of bringing karbonus. It says lashon of vashes v'yim nefesh achas techata v'shgoga meyam oretz. From the Yamars, from the nation, if a person does a chet, he has to bring a korban. So we dashim when it says meyamoritz prat lemashiach, not the kohen gadol. He's not in the regular parsha of a kisvo asira, but rather like we had before, he has a special parsha of a par. Meyamoritz, another Joshua is prat lenasi, not a king. A melech has his own special korban. He brings a sawyer, not a kisvo and asira, but a he goat. That wasn't mean to say lidon b'sawyer. To tell us that he has his own special soyer. Now the Morris says, Shiyokos, really I would have thought to say, Moshiach al... First question, all right. I, Baloi Kva, this is the question, right? Baloi Kva Yotso, Moshiach lidim bapar, and Nosi lidim b'soyer. Like the Psukim said this clearly. What do you need a Joshua, Meyam Moritz, Prat, Le Moshiach, and the Nosi? The Psukim say clearly that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a special power, and the Melech brings a soyer. So what do I need a drasha for? Tamar says no. Shiyach, I would have thought to say maybe like this. Moshiach al helem dovrim shegasmaisa mevi par. True, the Kohen Gadol, if he first made a psak that chelev was muta, and then he eats it, maybe then he's chayiv his korban par. But maybe al shegasmaisa luchudei, if a Kohen just made a mistake, Kohen Gadol just made a mistake one morning, and he thought really it was shumin, and he went to eat the chelev. Maybe then he's maybe kiss for Sira. Maybe then he's like a regular Yisrael, a regular Yochid, that he has to bring his own carbon. Maybe here he brings his own carbon. So on this, I need the Pasuk to say no, still he's Potter. Talmud Leim with the Pasuk. Meister, maybe Parashigos, Meister Chude, maybe kiss for Sira like a regular Yochid. On this, Talmud Leim, no, the Pasuk says, Miyam Oretz, which we dash in Prat LeMashiach. That the Kohen Gadol never has to bring the regular kisvo sira for chatas. Now, second drasha was meyamoritz prat lenosi, not a king. For the Gemara, Tainach Mashiach is good. Why you explain you need a special pasuk for Kohen Gadol? Because I would have thought, b'shigugas ma'isa levad, he's like a regular yochid. Ela nosi b'shigugas ma'isu demaisi. Listen, the king always brings his korban, his special sawyer, with only a shigugas ma'isa.
So why do I need a special pasuk for Mia Moritz Pshita? The pasuk says when he does the chet, he brings a sawyer. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova Hocha B'mai Yaskino. We're talking about over here Kegoyin Shocha Kezayis Chaylev Kishu Hegit. It was like this. First he ate a Kezayis Chaylev B'shayeg when he was a Hegit. So at that time his Chiyav Korban was a Siro or a Kisva. Now V'nismanu, then he was appointed to be the Melech. V'yacha Kach Noidoloi. And after he's a Melech, now we realize that he did the Chet. Now we have the idea. If so, Salkut Dai Techamin Chai would have thought to say, Naisi Kisva Oisiro, maybe he should still bring the korban like he was a hedyit at the time when he did the chet. He should still bring either the lamb or the she goat. On this kamash, when that's our special pasuk, no, his special pasuk is that Lamaisa now he was Nismana to be a melech, so if we have to bring the korban like he's now, he does not bring the korban of a hedyit. So Mara says, let's see, it depends. Hanicha l'Rabbi Shimon, diyozo basi yediya, it's good. Rabbi Shimon before in the Mishnah said, in such a case, when the melech did the chet when he was a hedyit, and then the yediya was when he was a melech, so since the chet and the yediya two different times, he's potter from a carbon. He does not bring a carbon like a hedyit. Right. Well, af basi yediya, go basi both. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon knows he's potter from a carbon. Elo l'Rabbonon, the Azli Bosichato Michael Meima. The Rabbanan said no. The Rabbanan said that since when the chet was done, he was a hedyit. So Lamaisi is chayav to bring a regular kiss for Thira. So you don't have this pasuk miyamoritz to make a miyah to take him out. No, since at the time when he did the chet, he was a hedyit. He has to bring the regular kiss for Thira. So Michael Meima, what do I need this rosher miyamoritz to tell me prat from a melech? Why is a melech different? Ela rather Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova Hocha B'mai Yaskin. No, we're talking about over here. Kegoyin Shocha Chatzi Zayis Chelev Kishu Hegit. First, he only ate a Chatzi Zayis, not a complete Zayis, only a Chatzi, a half of a Zayis worth of Chelev. So far, there's no Chiyav Korban. Now, V'nismana, he was appointed now this afternoon to become the Melech. V'shlimai, later on in the afternoon, he continued eating the same Chelev. He thought this Chelev was Shumin. So he ate a chatzi kezayis in the morning, and in the afternoon, after he became a king, he finished off the kezayis. And now later at night, he realizes, Ivei, this chaylev, which I thought was shuman, is really chaylev. So what should I do now? Here, Sarkot, that the Chemin Rai would have thought to say, Nitztarif, that listen, he ate a chatzi kezayis after he became a melech. What is that? That's a pochus mikashir. But he ate a chatzi kezayis in the morning. So I would have thought to say, let's put the two together. And if you put the two together, go boss of the cipher ready. Go boss of the beginning. For nice kiss for Sira. I would have thought to say, like, go boss of the beginning of the chet. I'm not sure why, but since at the beginning of the chet, here, he was a hedyit. So maybe I should start the two together, and he should bring a korban, a kiss for Sira. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush. No, he does not still his potter. Since the cipher at the end, when he became the melech, that's when he finished off the chet. So at that time, he's not a bar kisva sira. That's the chiddush of his potter from a kisva sira. Ulkai gavna nami loy maisi sori. He would not bring a soyer either. Don't let him start with klal. It's not a staff at all. Who had in the Muslim name of the Aminok, the staff rest of a Russian big cell. It's bothering me. It could have said the other way also. Who the what half a minute was, Nitztarif and Icy Sawyer. Let's say the opposite. Put the two together and go boss of the Sawyer. That makes more sense. And at the end, he was the Melech. So maybe she had to bring the Sawyer. El Mishum de Kroko Mishtoy be Kisvoy Sira. It says it this way. I would have thought to say it's a meat over here, or that's what I need the meat for. In such a case, the Pasuk is teaching me that still is part of from your carbon. Right, Kamashman. Boyiminei Rova Mirav Nachman. Rova has a question for Nachman like this. Nesius Mal Shetavsik. Let's say it became a melech in between. Is that a hefsik between the two achilas? What does that mean? Hechidon, what's the case? Kagoin like this. Sha'ochal chatzi zayis chelev kishuhedit. Today in the morning he ate a chatzi kizayis before he was appointed to be the king. Finismano. Then in the afternoon he was appointed to be the king, and he lasted, it could even be for a year. The Yavar, and then he finished his reign. He's no more king. And now later, after he finished being a king, Veshlimu, then he ate another Chatzi Kezayis. And after that, then he realizes, Oyvei, this jar that I have here that I thought was Shumin, I see now really it's Chalev. It took him 5 years to finish it. So, what's the halacha now? Now, is the fact he was a king in between, is that a separation? Is that divided? Or no? I'll tell you the first case. He did no tzirik, we don't put the two together. The achle pavel kishu hegit. Because there the first chatzik zayis was before he was a king. Or pavel kishu nosri. The second chatzik zayis was after he was appointed to be a king. Therefore the two different people, like you can't put the two together. Avlocha, but over here. The e divide kishu hegit. Both is when he's only a hegit, before and after. Achle mitzarif. Maybe we could put the two chatzik zayis together. And if we have a regular kiss for Sira. Or do we maybe Lashon, or maybe no. That Lamaisi became the king in between. At that time, his status changed. He has no more Chiv Kisva, so that first Chatzik Zayis is off the books. We can't use it anymore. That's the Shaila. So Mar said, listen, Tiv Shetlei, let's bring a proof. Mehadi Yomu, that's what Ula said. Om Rabbi Yechon, name of Rabbi Yechon. That he says like this. Oh, Chal Chalev. Let's say a person ate a Kazayis of Chalev. This first carbon, and he set aside a carbon, he has to bring a regular Chatzis. He satisfied the kisva. The hamer, then he became an apikaris. He became a mumar. And at this time when he's a mumar, he's potter from kabonis. The chazaboy, then he came to do tshuva again. We'll soon see the psukim why a mumar, he can't bring a carbon. But after he became a mumar, then he was chayzab tshuva, the chayzaboy. So what's the halacha? Hayov v'nidcha yidcha. So he said the carbon is, he's potter from the carbon. Since before he brought this carbon, he came to a different type of a person, a mumar. That's not fit to bring kavanas. So that's it. The carbon is pushed away. And later when he does tshuva, he does not bring a carbon anymore. You see, when you change into a different type of a person, that pushes away the carbon. Here also, when the king, since he became a king in between, that's maskiyah, that pushes away the first chatzik zayis, that there's no carbon for that chatzik zayis. So if we're here now, okay, so it should be potter from the carbon. Tomorrow says, no. Hochi asked, what's one have to do with the other? Mumar, I'll tell you, is worse. To love Barasi Karbanu. When this Jew became a Mumar, became an Afikaris, started to do all the Averis, he's not a person that's fit to bring a carbon. So therefore, all his Chiyuvim go off him. But all the Chiyuvim Karbanus go off him. But hi, this Melech, Barasi Karbanu. Even though he became a king, he's fit to bring a carbon. It's only a question, his carbon is different. So therefore, if you have to mitzarf the Chet, when he was a melech, you can't, because it's a different type of a carbon. But over here, before and afterwards, it's the same type of a chet. Just in between, he was a melech, which a melech is also in the parsha of kavanos. Just that it brings a different carbon, here it's a good suffix. See, you can't be pushed to this shayla from Rabbi Yochanan's pshitas. So more applies by a suffix. Boy minei Rabbi Zeri Meroshashis. Rabbi Zeri asked a question like this from Meroshashis. What's going to be ochal suffix chelev kishu hedyet? This person, before he became the king, he ate a piece of chalev, which he has a doubt. He doesn't know whether it was chalev or shumin. Or else the other case is, there were two pieces in front of him. One was chalev, one was shumin. And he ate one, and he's not sure from which one he ate. So he's chayev a korban asham toli in such a case. It's an asham toli. Now, v'nismanu, he became to be the king, v'noy doloy al sveikoy. And now, after he became a king, he realized what he did. That he ate a sofik chalef, that is chiyuv shepri a korban asham toli. So ma, what's the lacha? Can we put here the two together or not? Ali b'de rabbanon diyazli b'sechat tolot kiboylach. According to the rabbanon, that they say in such a case, he's even chayv a regular chatis, because you go after the time when he did the chet. So pshita demaisi asham toli. Here also, this king now has to bring the asham toli pshita. Where's my sofik? Elakiti boylach ali b'de Reb Shimon. I have a shayla even according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says before by regular chatis that the melech is potter. So maybe it's like this: me di ishtani levadai ishtani lesofik. Just like Reb Shimon says that if he did a vadai chet before and now he realizes after he became a melech he's potter, so maybe a sofik is the same way. Since he first realized after he became a melech, maybe he's potter. By Dilma, maybe there's a big difference. Ki yishtani levadai dishtani korban didei. You know why? If he did a vadai chet, he's potter, because there are two different types of kabanas. When he was a hedyet, it was the kisvo sira.
now that he's a melech, it's a sayer. So since there's two different types of kabonis, that's why it's potter. Avavacha, but over here, the lo yishtani korban diday. Whether he's a melech or whether he's a hedgit, it's the same ashram toli. He brings a regular ashram toli. So maybe since it's the same type of a korban, the fact that it became a melech doesn't change. Amy lights the ashram toli. Let the melech now bring the ashram toli. It doesn't change. So most of us take it. Is a good suffix? We don't know. We're not sure. Does the melech have to bring an ashram toli or not? It's a take it. Tana Rabbanan, the verse goes like this. The pasuk says, May Amoris. When he comes to bring Yechatis, only some people from the Am, from the nation, is brought. But not everybody can bring a korban. So we dash in there, Prat Lamumur. Or Mumur, soon see what a Mumur is. You do Averis Lahachis on purpose. You eat Chalif. So now, if you want to bring a korban, we do not accept the korban. There's a Mir Apostle, Prat Lamumur. Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi, Yomer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk says, Asher loiseyosenu bishgoga vioshen. That the person did a chet b'shoigei, he did a chet, so we dash in hashay v'yidiyosay mevi korban. Such a person, that when he realizes that he did the chet, to retract, I won't do it anymore. Asher v'yidiyosay retracts from the shoigei that he did. Then he's a bar korban. But loishay v'yidiyosay, like a mumor, a person that does the veris anyway, lahachet, he knows he's eating chelev, still will go ahead and eat it. So even though this person now wants to bring a korban, any mevi korban asher v'yidiyosay, we do not accept the korban from him. So that's where Rav Shimon holds the mumur is potter. Not from the posuk miyam oret, but from this posuk that a korban is only if you'll be shaved mi diyosai. When you realize you did the chet, you'll do tshuva, but not a mumur. So Mar says, my b'nai, what's the difference from which posuk yidashin or mumur to be potter? So Mar Ramnuna, yes, the difference like this. What's going to be mumur lecho chelev? This person is a mumur chelev. He eats even lahachis. The guy loves chelev, and he eats chelev even lahachis, even on purpose. Even though there are two pieces of chelev and shumin in front of him, there's kosher of fat, still lahachis, he'll go and eat chelev. So he's called the mumma for chelev. And who may be korban al adam. What happened now was he ate dam by mistake. And for dam, he's not a mumma. He could be now, that's the difference. That marsov akivun the mumma lecho chelev, the dam nami mumma heavy. If you make the drosha from Miyam Morris, since the person has a shame mumur on him, even though for dam he's not a mumur, he'll be potter from a korban. We cannot accept the korban at all from a mumur. Yeah. But Uma Sova, the second drosha, Lidam Miyu, Shev Miyadiyasihu. There's no Shav Miyadiyasihu, it's no stamp tour in the person. It's only the Metzias is that he's not going to do tshuva when he finds out about it. But that's only by the Chet of Chelev. Here by the Chet of Dam, he'll do tshuva. Therefore, we will accept the korban from it. Now the Gemara says, that's true. The Yom HaRav, for the Mar Kasha, I have a Rav, Yom HaRav holds, no, that the Kuli Alma Mumo Lecho Chelev, lo yehevi Mumo Ladam. Everybody agrees, you're not called a Mumor. If you only do one Avera Lahachis, that does not make you a Mumor for other Averas. Only for the Avera of Avodah Zarah. That's the only one that makes you Mumor Lechot Arakula. Otherwise, you don't have a name Mumor. So what are you telling me, according to the first man, the Yama, who would not accept the korban, the Chur Rav holds, he's not called a Mumor. El Rav, the difference is like this. Hocha ba'oichel nevela letaivon v'nischalafloi b'shumin v'yochlo k'miflegi. Machlok is like this. This person now eats nevela letaivon, means he enjoys it. He's not lahachis, doesn't do it. Lahachis, time to go against Hashem. Just he has enjoyment. So that means, letaivon means, if he has two pieces in front of him, kosher and treif, he'll only eat kosher, but not eat treif. Now, v'nischalafloi b'shumin. He made a mistake. He thought that this shumin was chelev, because really he wanted to eat shumin, because he made a mistake and he ate chelev. Here says the machlokes: Masov akivun letayvan ochom b'meisid mumeru. The meisid letayvan will do all the averus, not only chelev. He'll eat dam, also he'll eat all the treifus. Letayvan means if he doesn't have a choice and he only has treifus, he'll eat treifus. So the first one, Yom says that's called a mumer. Well, masov no. This person is not called a mumur. He's only doing it lataiva, means because right now he has no other food. But if he would have two types in front of him, kosher and treif, he would only eat the kosher, not the treif. So in such a case, if by mistake he ate the treif, he would be shav mi diyosai. This person could bring a korban. So that's the machlokes. If a mumma l'taivon, is that called a mumma or not? Tana rabbanan. Ochal chaylev zehu mumma. We'll soon see what this means. The person that eats chaylev, he's called a mumma. V'yeze mumma, who's called a mumma? Ochal nevelos utreifosh gotzim ramashim. Eats all these disgusting things. V'shasa, he also drinks v'yay netzach. V'yab yuduwaymer afhalayvish klayim. The person also wears klayim. So what's going on here? Omamar, what we just say, it starts off saying the praise of Ochachelim. The person eats chelim, zehu mumur. That's called a mumur. Okay, but then it explains it. V'yezu mumur, who is called a mumur? It says, no, only Ochel Nevelis. So, my comment, what is the praise talking about? First it says, chelim alone makes you mumur. And then it's mashma, no, only eat all these things, praise, fishkash, moshim, and yainesa. What's going on? Soma rabba, barbachonim, rabbi yechid, and hotikoma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Ochal chelev letavon harezu mumur. He is called a mumur. If he eats chelev letavon for his own enjoyment, he's called a mumur. Lahachis, but if he eats, if lahachis means he has a choice, and just to go against the words of Hashem, lahachis on purpose, he eats chelev, then harezu tzuki. You know, he's worse off, he's called a tzuki. But tzuki is somebody we say that's mistama odbuk in avoy dezara. And therefore, Shechita is done the Shem of Oydazara, that Shechita will be Psula. Rashi says, Arezu Tzuki, Ushchitos for Le'avonis Kechavim, will have a right to say that he's Shechti now the Shem of Oydazara. So he's worse off in a Mumur. So a person does Lahachis, that makes him into a Tzuki. If you only do it Le'taiva, that's like we had before, that was the Machloika Tanakama, whether you call the Mumur or not. So according to the Tanakama, if you do Averis Le'taivon, that also makes you into a Mumur. This price holds like that, that if you eat it, l'taivon, stand for your own desire, but if you have a choice, you want to take kosher, that's called a mumma. But if you do it lahachis on purpose, then you call it tzuki. Now, v'yeza mumma, shebistam lo tzuki, what type of a person, when he eats these things, minastam, even though we do not know he's doing it lahachis, we say he's doing it on purpose, have yomer, oicho nevela, since these things are disgusting, like you don't have too much of a taiva to eat these things. It must be eating these things only lahachis. So if we see a person eating this ramoshim, shkotsim, a treifos, it must be that he's doing it lahachis, and then he would have a lacha like a tzduki. I'm not sure why yainesach, but what? Maybe we lapsed it. To me, it looks like not. I look a lapsed. I can't. Can look at it. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehudu, I'm there. Afalayv is claiming he had done also a person that wears klayim. So what is he getting on? Pshita. The chur it's a lav ha-tayro. And if he does it lahachis like, he's called a mumur. My benign, what is it you to come to Ed? He could benign, the difference is, klayim de rabbonin. If he only wears klayim, let's say there was not shua tovi venuz. It was not, most of our klayim today is only de rabbonin. They're not spun together, they're not woven together, just put in different threads. So klayim de rabbonin. So mass of midirais to have a mumur. The rabbanim will have a mumur. The Tanakam holds no. He's not called a mumur if he only wears chlayim. That's only yosim the rabbanim. That's not called a mumur. For mass of the other one, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Chlayim. Kivon de mispan isur. Everybody knows about the isur chlayim. Says so the svaris are filled with the rabbanim. Heavy mumur. Like we can tell you, consider the mumur. Like why are you wearing chlayim? Everybody knows chlayim is awesome. So what are you doing wearing klayim, even though it's only Yosem of the Rabbanim? Well, since this is a chet that's mefursim, everybody knows about this chet, and you are wearing it lahachis, that makes you into a mumur. If you do something deliberately against the law, that makes you into a mumur. Even in this of the Rabbanim, right. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The Tanakam holds no, but in this of the Rabbanim, you will not become a mumur. Okay, right. Pligi bo ravacha ravina machlokes. Chadama l'tayovon mumur. If you eat food just for your own enjoyment, that you have a choice, you will take the kosher, still you call the mumur. You know you're doing the yisur when you do it, you call the mumur. Lahachit tzeduki. If you do it deliberately, even though you have a choice, still you go and take the chelev, then you call the tzeduki. We have to be afraid your shchit is being done, Hashem avoy dezara. The Chadama one says no. Lahachit nami mumur. If you do it lahachis, you still only call the mumur. El Isaiah Stuki, where do you have the new shame Stuki that we're afraid whatever you're doing with the Shem of Oydazara, that's called Oyvin Avaris Kechavim. It's only if you actually worship Avodah Zarah. Then we're afraid whatever you do is the shame of Avodah Zarah. But before you worship Avodah Zarah, you're not called Zduki. The Mar Meis, we have a question. It says, Ocho Porish, Echot, or Yotashek, he's an ant, or another insect. Is Harezeh Mumr, is called a Mumr. Now, if you're Ocho, Vyad Lahach, Esu, Bechlaro Le Mumr. Because if you eat ants, you have no enjoyment, it's not Letaiva, so it's Lahachis, you're doing it on purpose, deliberately. And you see, you only called a Mumr, not a Tzuki. It's worse than no. Hosom, the case is, the Yom, the person said, Etem Tam Yisurah. Listen, I want to see how an ant tastes. I never tasted it yet. I want to see how it tastes. I'm not doing it a hachis. I have a tithe with to see it. I'm only going to eat it once. I'm not going to eat it a second time. But I want to see how it tastes. So that's also considered letaiva. You're just doing it to see the taste, and you're not called a tzuki. But if you do it really a hachis, could be called a tzuki. Now they says, the Mishnah says, V'yesem nosi shemelech. Who's called the nosi? A king. Not a rabbonin. Nosi. When the Pesach says a nosi, there being a special carbon this year, Yochel, I would have thought to say, maybe nosi shevet kinachshem min aminodot. There are 12 nesiim we have. Maybe the nosi, the head of each shevet, is called a nosi. Tamlon, the Pesach says, no. Tamlon, we call mitzvot Hashem alekov. V'lalon uweimel, l'man yumod liyu at Hashem alekov. So we dash him like this. Mal halin shein agave vel Hashem alekov. It means somebody that has no ruler over him. He's the highest position. The only one above him is Hashem. Is af, that which is the Melech, right? Is af nasi. Same thing here also. The Pesach says a nasi. It means shein agave vel Hashem alekov. Only one above him is Hashem. Nobody else. Therefore, it means a Melech and not just the regular Nesiim of the Shvatim. Boy, let's see. Boy minei Rebim Reb Chia. Rebbe asked the question to Reb Chia. Kugain ani, someone like me, you know, Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, he was the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael. He was the head of Rosh Hashiva, the Eretz Yisrael. Mal b'soyu, a person like me, let's say I would be living b'zman the base midish, and I would do a chet, would I have to bring a soyu or not? Rosh Hashemar, Nesiyas didi, mehevei Nesiyas malya, dilo avinu b'zman base midish kaim, masin the soyu loy, would I have to bring a soyu or not? That was the Shiloh. Amalei said back to him, no. Harei tzorascha b'bubble. Listen, you're only the Rosh in Eretz Yisrael. But on b'bubble, there's the Reish Goylin Sheva b'bubble. That's above you. Because we're kafin and lay. Therefore, you're not called, you're not the highest position. You would not bring a soya.
Higher than you.
Right. Ace, I have a question. Malcha Yisrael or Malcha Beis David, Eilu Mevin Liyatzov, Eilu Mevin Liyatzov. Chorot Kashi, you see, both Malachim have to bring a soya. So one is not over the other, so they're not completely in charge. No, they're each one has nothing to do with the other. There's a Malchus based Dovid and a Malchus of Yisrael, and each one is totally in charge of their land. So therefore, each one is called right a Melech. But Hoch over here, Anan Kafin and Lul, did they do? Us Bnei Eretz Yisrael need Bnei Bavel. We're Kafin and Laresh Goyla. So therefore, you're not the Nasi, you'd be Potter. We have Safra Mati land like this. Let's finish. Mati Achi. Boy Minei Rebbe Mrebbe Chia. Again, the question was, Kagain Ani Mal B'Soyer, a person, Nasi like me, like Rebbe, would I have to bring a Soyer as Man Beis Midish or not? Yeah, that was a question right then over. Like this, right? Same question. Kagain Ani Mal B'Soyer. Omlai said back to him, no, Hosam Shevet. That over there in Bavel is called the Shevet, and over here in Eretz is only called the Mechaikik. For Tani, we learn like this. The enforcers, the people like the policemen that enforce the law, that's called Shevet. That belongs in Yehuda, and that now, Bezman after the Churban, was the Resh Goyla, Sheva Bavel. Sheroides Yisrael Makal, they forced us to imply the laws. These goes on the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the people of Bnei Hillel, Shemalamdim Terli Yisrael Bravim, that they are the Chachamim that teach the Halachis. So true, Rebbe was the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, but he was not the Shevet of Goyla. Therefore, he would not be like a Nosei to bring a Soyuz. Right, now let's go, that's a slight. Now Mishnah says, V'yezeyu HaMashiach, who's called the Mashiach? We're talking about the Mashiach, doesn't mean the real Mashiach, who's called the Mashiach? HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishchim is the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the special Shemen HaMishchim. We'll see in the Gemara about this. And Lo Yamru B'Gadim, not the Kohanim in the Bayis Sheni,
that by the Bayi Shena they did not have any more the Shem and Amishcha, they were only a Kohen Gadol, the fact they wore 8 begodim. That's not enough for this special halacha for him to bring a special par. The par was only brought on a Kohen Gadol that was anointed through the Shem and Amishcha. Now, Ein Bein, Kohen HaMashuach, the Shem and Amishcha, the Ruma begodim, there's no real difference between the Kohen Gadol of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Ella para bo al kol mitzvahs. Only this halacha. Now, the Kohen Gadol does a chet with Hayroah, so by the Bayis Rishon he had to bring a par. By the Bayis Sheni, there was no more Mashuach, he did not bring a par. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Yes. Rashi says, Shem Ruma begodim, Eina maybe parmelam dover, loy mishlom shal tibur, Ella maybe kiss my cyril in the yachid. It's called a regular yachid.
But contrary to what we learned before,
that. Because Karbonis is not a Kohen Gadol. Now, the Yain Ben Kohen Mishamish, the Kohen Shavar, the Kohen Mishamish means the Kohen Gadol that's working right now. The Shavar means by the Bayis Rishon, let's say, when the first Kohen became possible for one day. So they appointed a second one, and then the first one comes back in charge. So the first one is called the Mishamish actually working. The one that was taken off now is called the Ovar. Elapar Yoyma Kippa Vasir Sefer. Because this Kohen, once he was a Kohen for one day, he always retains the loch of a Kohen Gadol. And if he would do a chet, he'd have to bring a par. True. The only difference is on Yom Kippur itself, that the special par is only brought by the Kohen Gadol that's being Mishamish right now. And and the Asira Seifa, the special carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, half in the morning and half by evening, that only the Kohen Mishamish brings, and not the one that's over. But Zevizeh Shovim the Avodah Yom Kippurim. For the rest of the Avodah Yom Kippur, both could do the Avodah. Or Mitzvah Malapsula, both, even though now he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore, still he has the mitzvah only to marry a lady that's a Psula, the Yasurim Alamona. They both have the Surim not to marry an Amona. Vienna Matama Brukhavayim, even if their own father dies, they have no hetzer to be Matama to touch the father, to be Matama Lamase. Voloi Purim, they do not rip Voloi Purim, they do not let the hair grow, and they do not, I mean, they do not have to let the hair grow. They could take haircuts. Voloi Purim, they do not rip their clothing. Umaziran Arasech, either one of the two, when he dies, he lets the Ari Miklat, he lets the Reitzchim go home. Whether the Kohen Gadol is Mishamish, or the Kohen Gadol Shavar, again, that means that he only worked one day when the first Kohen Gadol was possible, he still has the Shem Kohen Gadol on him, and he's Machzer HaRaseach. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Shem and HaMishcha Shasa Moshe B'Midbar, how do they make the Shem and HaMishcha in the Midbar? Hoyal Shokin Boy Es Ikrim. They used to cook up the Ikrim, the roots, in the oil. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You only used yud-based lugim of oil. That's all. Yud-based lugim, yud-based hin. Shnei mas lugim, right? You only used shnei mas lugim of oil. And they used, Rashi says, a lot, harbe roots. See, if you're going to cook up all those roots and only the yud-based lugim, there won't even be enough shemen to just sach. Just the shmir on the outside. Let alone if you cook it up now, it'll sap in all the oil, there'll be nothing left over. Ella, what it did like was like this. Shoyrin es ikrim b'mayim. First they soak the roots in water. They let it fill itself up with water. Umatzav ol shemen, and then they put these wet roots into the oil. V'kelet es reich, and all the reich of these psamim went into the oil. V'kopchai, and it retained it. It retained its smell. So therefore they were left with yud beis lugim of the Shem and HaMishcha. Omele Rebbe Yehuda, is that a question? Bechineis echad nas b'shem mishcha, is this the only nes? Like you're asking the question, if they cooked it up in the oil, there wouldn't be enough left. Is this the only nes that happened on the Shem and HaMishcha? V'aloi t'chilosoi, well, it was like this. T'chilosoi shneimas lugim, we started out with yud beis lugim. From this yud beis lugim, not so much. Is hoyu nimshach mishkan v'keilav aron abonav kol shivus meyam luyim v'kula kain las lavoi, and all yud beis lugim is still here. We'll still use it by Mashiach's time. Las lavoi. So yichur you see, a lot of nisim happened over here. Shneon the pasuk says shem and mishchas kodesh yizeli l'doraseichem, that you're going to have now these yud beis lugim l'doraseichem. Tanidoch, the Yikach Moshe Shemana Mishko, the Yimshach at the Mishko, the Eskola Sheboy, the Budu Ime Shemana Mishko Shosu Moshe, the Midbar Kamanis and Nasu, the Laranisim, Metrilo Viatsoif, I'm giving it till the end. Chilosla Hoyelish Ne Mosalugim, Rol Kama Yura Balas, let's see how much could the pot itself sap in, the Kamikra, but how much does the roots itself sap in, the Kam Arthur, how much does the fire burn out? And how much is left over already? Oh boy, with left over, Nimshach, they anointed Mishkan, the Caleb, Aaron, Abon, and Kosher, and Amin, Luyim, oh boy, Nimshach, Okanim, Gudelim, Molochim, Tafilu, Koin, Godel, Ben, Koin, Godel, Toyim, Mishicha, Vien, Moshke, Melech, Ben, Melech. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on tomorrow.
Okay, we'll stop here.